Dreamscape presents Marvel's The Ultimate Spider-Man by Stan Lee, narrated by Tom Rivera. Introduction, Stan Lee. I've written more introductions to more books and articles about Spidey than I can count. So, when the time came to write this intro, the first thought that crossed my mind was, how can I do this differently? What can I discuss that hasn't been covered a zillion times before? The easy way would be to tell about all the great treats in store for you on the pages that follow, but you'll discover them soon enough yourself. Or I could rhapsodize about our wondrous web swingers' worldwide popularity, the proliferation of toys, games, trading cards, cartoons, film projects, and seemingly countless comic book titles. But you might think we were bragging. Therefore, let me offer you instead an aspect of Spider-Man which will undoubtedly prove monumentally important to historians, archivists, and dedicated scholars of popular culture. I urge you to pay close attention. There may be an exam. Time and again, people have asked, how did you come up with the idea for Spider-Man? At first, I replied as honestly as possible, I really don't remember. After all, no one at Marvel expected Spidey to become a cultural icon. Had we known, I'd have paid more attention. But at that time, he was just one of many, many characters that were being continuously hatched, published, abandoned, and forgotten if they didn't catch on. However, my guileless response inevitably brought a look of sheer disappointment to the interrogator's face. I realized people simply didn't believe me. How could someone not remember how he thought up a character, especially a character as prominent as Spider-Man? So, with the very best of intentions, not wanting to offend any fans who really cared about such matters, I cooked up an answer to the "How did you create Spidey?" query. I'll share that answer with you right now, but with one caveat. I've told this to so many people so many times that I've actually started to believe it, so I no longer know if it's true or not. Now then, with that puzzling preamble out of the way, here's how I created the concept of Spider-Man. Sort of. It was early in the year 1962. In our cramped but colorful little bullpen at Marvel Comics, Boyd...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?